Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Summer heat is great for many crops. The nightshade family, Solanaceae, is one such group of summer-loving plants. Tomatoes are one of the stars here, but the focus today will be on peppers. Pepper plants can turn the summer heat even higher, but not all peppers are spicy. Many gardeners are growing bell peppers, sweet peppers, or poblanos and jalapenos with just a little bit of kick. It's only the daredevil gardeners who are growing the ghost peppers and Trinidad scorpions. Yes, that is a real pepper name. Many of the spiciest peppers are actually a slightly different species in relation to our typical bell. The range of spiciness in peppers is called the Scoville Heat Index, with the measurement being Scoville Heat Units, SHUs, often just called Scovilles. Bell peppers are 0 Scoville Heat Units, while a jalapeno is around 2,000 to 8,000 Scovilles, while the hottest recorded pepper, Pepper X, is around 3 million Scoville Heat Units. The chemical responsible for such a spicy pepper is capsaicin. There are actually a few others which form a group called capsaicinoids, but the others are less common. The pepper plant produces these chemicals for self-defense. Capsaicin can prevent fungal growth and browsing from mammals. Just like the plants, people also use this chemical for self-defense, as pepper spray is made of capsaicin and measures around 5 million Scoville heat units. The chemical reacts with neurotransmitters to make our mouths and bodies feel heat. The reason we drink milk with spicy foods is that the fat and casein proteins bind onto the capsaicin before it gets to our tongue. As previously mentioned, some peppers make more capsaicin, and that leads to spicier peppers. Bell peppers and ghost peppers are related, but they do come from different species in the pepper genus. Most of the spicy peppers are Capsicum chinense, and tend to be smaller, sometimes wrinkly, or end in a sharp point. Meanwhile, our usual garden harvest is with Capsicum annuum, which includes bell peppers, jalapeno, and ornamental pepper plants. When growing peppers, spicy or otherwise, it's important to think of them a lot like a tomato. After all, they are both in the nightshade family. Peppers enjoy warm temperatures and stable watering. Like all garden plants, providing adequate moisture, then allowing the soil to dry out a bit, will encourage deep, adaptable roots. Just like tomato, they can get blossom end rot, which can be due to erratic watering. Also, despite loving heat, when temperatures are above 90 degrees, many plants, including peppers, will stall on their productivity, but resume when the heat extremes are over. Like many fruits and vegetables, the fruit can get sunburned, often leaving spots on the pepper surface when the leaf canopy becomes too thin. Lastly, due to the thick stems, harvesting is best done with snips or pruners and not pulling on the plant. Let the summer heat roll on, but know when the peppers are too hot to handle. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.